This is What a Weird Week for Friday, June 23rd, 2023. 2323. Wait, is that lucky, you guys? Let's name this episode, Is That Lucky, You Guys?
Hi, everybody, it's Weird.
This is like crazy being here. Like,
really weird tales.
Well, I got a great show for you today with some wonderful weird stuff.
Hi, friends, I'm Scott. This is What a Weird Week. Every Friday, we do a Weird News of the Week Top 10 Countdown podcast. A blog with all the stories, the show notes, the videos. Find everything if you go shownotes.page or check your favorite podcatcher for What a Weird Week.
10.
Okay, here we go. This is season 4, episode 39 for Friday, June 23rd, 2023. It was going to be called Doing Shots and Breaking Records.
10.
Number 10 is Dance Like the World is Watching. Don't dance like no one is watching. Dance like the world is watching. Because then, you know, you get stuff done. That's my theory. Students at a school in Connecticut just broke the world record for the longest conga line. It's not how many people were in the conga line that it stretched for miles and miles. It's that they kept conga lining for 16 miles around their school track. Non-stop conga lining around the track. And they did it to raise money for charity. So the record, 16 miles. Congratulations, Greenwich High School. Oh, man, the poor young fella in the front of the conga line, he's wiped out. Get some well-deserved rest, you guys.
9.
For the number 9 headline, I'm just going to read it right from ABC7 because it's perfect, you guys. Bear hangs from second floor window, climbs into home, and then eats family's pork chops. That's perfection. So this is in Colorado. They've got video, we link to it in the show notes, a bear hanging from a second story window of this house. And then, the dangling ends when the bear decides to enter the home, climbs inside, and then, the pork chops. Those aren't your pork chops, bear. I have a couple of questions about this. I know we're deep into bear aware season in a lot of places this time of year. There have been bear sightings where I live, and I'm a city slicker. I mean, you got to be bear safe this time of year. But don't you think that the second story window, shouldn't that have been a secure place for your pork chops? Second floor of your home? What's going on with the bears now? We have to bear-proof our second story windows? Spider bear. Spider bear, is that already taken? Or is Marvel Comics going to come at me for that? Or can I copyright that right now and start cashing the checks? Spider bear. By the way, if you click the show notes or go shownotes.page, we're throwing in a couple bonus bear stories that happened this week. Besides the bear climbing in the second story window and taking the pork chops, we had a bear that climbed into the passenger seat of a glass company van and ate a guy's snack.
It's a black bear eating Charlie's nuts in the front seat of the truck.
It climbed through the open window.
Charlie's okay. His snack is not. Also, another bear doorbell cam incident that happened in California. This time, instead of just ringing the doorbell, the bear tried to eat the doorbell. Video link in the show notes.
8.
Number 8 features 8 clams. 8 boss clams who are basically in charge of people's lives in this Polish city. This is a pretty good one, you guys. These clams are kind of in charge of the drinking water in this city in Poland. I won't try to pronounce the city, the name of the city. They have a very unique system to make sure their drinking water is clean and fit for human consumption. They have some modern technology, but also they have little electrodes or some sort of electronic connector glued to 8 clams. And when the water is fresh, you get happy clams and the clam is wide open. When the water is not fresh, not good, not potable for the good people of this city in Poland who get their drinking water supply from the Warta River. So when the clam is not happy, that clam slams shut and the electrode makes contact with another piece of equipment and a signal is sent to people in charge of the drinking water. It's a clam circuit, I guess. It's a good old-fashioned clam circuit, you guys. So if 4 clams are closed at the same time, the system shuts down. It's pretty fascinating. There's a whole lot more to it. You can do a deep dive. We have a link in the show notes.
7.
Number 7 is about greatness and world records. And maybe this will inspire you to attain greatness this very weekend. It's a world record involving Jell-O shots, the most Jell-O shots purchased by a group. The record for most Jell-O shots purchased was set at a place called Rocco's in Nebraska. This was set by fans of LSU, Louisiana State University. They were there to cheer on their school in the College World Series. Rocco's has been keeping tabs on who's buying the Jell-O shots. Fans of LSU have purchased 21,435 Jell-O shots, and that's a new world record. There's also another world record. An LSU fan bought 6,000 Jell-O shots himself. So that's a record for most Jell-O shots purchased by one person. That costs $30,000. So two different Jell-O shots, world records. Congratulations, LSU. And congratulations, LSU fan Todd Graves, who will be in the Guinness Book of Records for purchasing all those Jell-O shots.
Six.
This one involves love, heartbreak, and bomb threats. A flight attendant in Argentina has been charged for allegedly making a bomb threat to prevent her ex-boyfriend from going on vacation with his new girlfriend. She reportedly warned the airline that the plane would blow up into 1,000 pieces. So minutes before takeoff, 270 passengers and all the crew members were evacuated from the flight while authorities did an inspection. They say it cost the airline approximately $1 million in losses. The couple had broken up a few months prior to this. The flight attendant now could face up to 6 years in jail. I don't know. Love is complicated. But if you find yourself loving someone so much or hating someone so much that you want to call in a fake bomb threat so that their vacation will be ruined, maybe, I don't want to seem too preachy about this, but maybe find another way. Maybe don't do the bomb threat. I get it, love. I understand that part. Maybe not the bomb threat. Like, block them on your social media. Try that first.
Five.
The Ohio lady who is in the news for refusing to remove a 9-foot-tall werewolf statue. Mary says Phil the werewolf has sort of become a mascot in her yard. Yes, it went up as a Halloween decoration, but after October was over, November, December, January, February, she started to really enjoy having Phil up as a year-round decoration. And she dresses Phil for different seasons. He's an all-year decoration now, you guys. But of course, somebody complained, and the city sent Mary a warning. And Mary was ready for a fight. But then the city said they're not going to follow up, not going to enforce the werewolf removal. So it sounds as though this lady has already beat City Hall. The werewolf stays. Hooray! The werewolf lady does say if it becomes a hazard that she'll take it down. And here's a wonderful quote from the story. I don't want somebody walking by and his head falls off and hits them. So, you know, I try to treat people like I want to be treated. And I wouldn't want that to happen to me. If you want to see Phil the Werewolf's Facebook profile, we'll put a link in the show notes.
Four.
Another world record to inspire you. Maybe you want to try to break it this weekend or attain some other form of greatness. This one is boggling. It boggles. It's brain boggling, which nobody says. I get it. I should have said mind boggling. Moving on. It's a Rubik's Cube world record. A fellow named Max in California just solved a Rubik's Cube in 3.13 seconds. Let's count that off. One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, done the Rubik's Cube. I feel as though these fast Rubik's Cube solvers would be great magicians. And I'm going to say probably could steal stuff. Like if you needed someone to get in there and steal the key to the safe, I feel like what you want to do is hire one of these Rubik's Cube phenoms. They can get in there in 3 seconds. They've got the key. And they've also probably solved a Rubik's Cube while they're at it. Anyway, if you want to see the video, click the show notes. 3.13 seconds.
Three.
Number three, spooked horse jumps or falls off patio into pool and has to be rescued. Don't worry. The horse is okay, you guys. My question, why was the horse hanging out on the patio? Was it a horse patio? As near as I can tell, it wasn't a horse patio. It wasn't made especially for horses. Some sort of equine patio. I don't know why the horse was on the patio. Maybe just likes to relax after a hard day of galloping. Just get out on the patio, have a wobbly pop. bucket of oats. I don't know. Some of the reports say the horse got spooked and jumped into the pool, and then some articles say the horse just fell into the pool from the patio. God bless the Florida firefighters who rescued that horse, got that horse out of the pool, which is not easy to do. Also, I should say some of the articles, the horse's name is being withheld, but some articles went ahead, some reporters revealed the horse's name is Mo. Sorry, Mo. So much for keeping it quiet. I bet you're so embarrassed. Next time you go to the barn, you're going to be so embarrassed. Everybody's like, hey, Mo, saw your name in the paper. Sorry, Mo. Look, you guys, I know we've had quite a few world records this week, but I mean, they're weird, they're wonderful, they're inspiring. Don't you feel like you could do one of these world records and get your name in that book and then hit the lecture circuit? What about those college kids we talked about earlier who had all the jello shots? I think they're set for life now because of that wonderful accomplishment. Anyway, this one, it seems impossible. A couple of fellas from Nova Scotia, East Coast Canada, broke a Guinness World Record by completing 306 holes of golf in 12 hours. If my math is right, they had 2.35 minutes, something like that, per hole. 2 minutes per hole. The Guinness people have to review the evidence before it's official, but they did it, and they did it for charity. Speed golf, endurance golf, I don't know what you would call it. The official record is most golf holes played by a pair using a cart, 12-hour time limit. So shout out to Wes and Thomas. Congratulations. According to the report, they basically didn't stop. I assume zero practice swings, no holes in one. That would have been a bonus. Still a good world record.
One.
The weirdest story of the week. I don't know. We had some weird ones, some interesting ones this week, but the team thought that a very long piece of bacon should have the number one spot. A world record size piece of turkey bacon. It's almost 2 feet across and 17 feet long. At a place called Godshall's Quality Meats, for the longest day of the year when summer arrived in Pennsylvania, they decided to make the longest slice of turkey bacon. And I love that. Building on something great like the arrival of summer with a giant slice of bacon, we finally can end an episode on a great note. Happy, happy thoughts of summer, thoughts of delicious bacon, thoughts of any food that's comically large. That's just a nice story. It's a good way to wrap it up, so let's be out. Thanks for being here. Remember shownotes.page. You can click there and get all the What a Weird Week stuff. You'll even find a link for our answering machine. I never talk about it. If you want to leave a message, it's an old-timey answering machine, and I never answer it. So if you're scared, someone's going to pick up and be like, what do you want? It's not going to happen. Goes right to the machine. If you don't know what to say, maybe just read out your Visa number. And then flip the card over. I'm going to need also the 3-digit number on the back of the card.